Blind Cool Tech, October 22, 05. In the car with Liz here. Excuse me. And we are heading to Sam's this morning. Maybe we can do y'all another sound scene tour, especially you folks like in South Africa and stuff, because this, you really love this. But I wanted to ask Liz while we were had some quiet time to have a discussion about something that came up on the list and in the podcast from a couple other places about, mixed relationships. Not mixed in terms of race or anything, but in terms of blind versus sighted. And obviously Liz is sighted because she's, at least I hope she is, because she's driving down the interstate about 80 miles an hour right now. But some people have said that it seems like it'd be really, really hard to either be a blind person and have a relationship with a sighted person, or vice versa. But, and I can see that, you know, being a blind person, really the most, not controversial, but the most obvious trouble would be that, well, a couple of things. You can't, you know, a sighted person probably has a little bit of trouble understanding things that a blind person deals with. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe they don't need to. But I guess one thing, too, is a blind person can't really do everything that a sighted person does. And I just want to talk with you, Liz, and get your perspective on all these kinds of issues. I mean, does it, well, not bother you, but what's your feelings on that? It's just a non-issue to you at all?
I just don't even think about it. It's really the only thing I have a problem with is wanting to describe everything down to the exact details so you can know what I'm looking at. And sometimes I just don't know how to do that.
Well, you know, actually, I love that aspect of that, you feeling that need to do that, if that's what it is. But, I mean, like, things, I'm trying to think.
What I have a problem with is the way sometimes, you dress. And you put on a shirt that's kind of like too short for you, and you think it fits great, but it doesn't.
But you're not hesitant to tell me about it.
No, but then you get kind of huffy sometimes. Why don't you just go pick me out one then?
I try not to do that anymore. Well, and, you know, I think you've pointed out sometimes I've had like a coffee stain or something on my shirt.
One black sock and one white sock on.
Well, I hadn't done that in a while.
Probably in a couple of weeks.
You mean I went to work with that way one time?
Yeah.
Like recently?
Yeah.
You didn't even tell me.
Yeah, I did when you got home. I don't know. I really don't see you when you leave for work.
Oh, it was a white and a tan, I think, or something. It couldn't have been a white and a black, could it?
It might have been. I know it was something that, you know, if I noticed right away, you know someone else did, especially with shorts on.
Yeah. Well, I think the funniest thing was that day I went to work with a black shoe and a brown shoe.
Yeah.
And this guy in the shipping department didn't want to tell me. But, so, like, okay, as far as, like, doing maintenance around the house and stuff, I guess we
just not quick enough for me. That's just it.
You need to get you a whip and make me go faster.
I just want to do it. You know, I just rather do it myself. And as you know, that you always tell me go in another room or something. trying to fix something, or another thing is when we try to move something, you don't want me to help you.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I'd rather have teeth falling than having you help me move something. So, the whole... I mean, what about the issue of people staring at us?
No, we really don't have it that a lot. We really don't. If they do, they're all, you know, there's, you know, they're kind of like smiling at you or something. Especially in the airport when you come back and they meet you at the airport or something. You know, people just smile.
Like when Jake starts jumping on you?
Is that thing recording?
I don't know.
You have to assume it is.
Yeah, I think it's red.
Okay. You want me to take those keys?
Yeah.
All right, for those of you that don't know, Sam's is a huge warehouse type of store. Costco. And there used to be one called Pace, too. And I love the smell of tires. What is our TV, a 36? Oh, that's plenty big, isn't it? I think it's what, about 6 inches deep? Not very deep. Man, we first started looking at those, the 9-inch ones were that price. What's this talking to us?
That's one of those.
Oh, okay. Ooh, anything in your size? What do you wear for our podcasting audience? We'll believe it that it's smaller than a 6 and bigger than a 4, right? You used to have to sit way back from those. Or they'd look all grainy.
They're pretty good at, like, for a basement or something. Mm-hmm. And, fleece jackets, zip up jackets. They flare.
What? That's what we're looking for. Just the round one you were talking about. That's small.
It's one. It's not four of them together. And you flip it over.
Oh, that's cool.
Restaurant quality.
And what is this brand of this one?
Do what?
What brand is this?
W-A-R-I-N-G.
Is this part of it?
Yeah, this, if you overflow it, you'd be a little drip.
Okay. Now, why the flipping? I don't get that. Why would you want to flip it like that? Because it cooks on both sides anyway.
It says rotates for evening browning.
And how much is that one?
It has an audio beat to signal when the waffle is done.
Hey,
so
there's that
so
feature.
You will know that it's done.
Absolutely.
So that showed you right there, huh?
It did.
48.87.
Is it good and heavy like we were talking about the other day? I didn't even notice.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
That's just the top part of it.
Man, I wonder if you have to assemble this thing.
I don't think so.
Good, because we don't want a divorce. Oh, yeah, surely it's all together. What do you think? Are there more?
Well, this is the only one that we have. We can look for more in a different place.
I like that audio beep feature, though. Liz and I have gained a new appreciation of waffles lately. Ever since we went to the Golden Corral the other day. Well, a couple weeks ago.
The knob, I guess, make it brown.
And you'd rather have buttons?
Yeah, I guess so. It just seemed kind of cheap, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah. It's got a lot of play in it, doesn't it? Well, the thing is heavy. I vote for this one, but you do.
That's fine.
Okay, hold that. I'll make some waffles when we get home.
Here's your card.
Might as well leave it out, huh? What other kind of nifty appliances are through here?
Pocket changers, steamers, coffee pot, grills, griddles, more coffee pot, more coffee pot, a blender, immersion blender, food processors, roaster oven, massagers, motors. Mixers, pizza ovens, new grinders, laundry, refrigerators, small refrigerators. Hmm. No, they have big refrigerators. Stainless steel, white, they have upright freezers and chest freezers. Pillows,
down
comforters,
washers, dryers. What's
pillows.
Oh, pillows.
Heated mattress pads, heated blankets. Sheets. Buffet service. Big wooden salad bowls. Cutting board. Plates.
like that making that noise?
No.
Trees, you say?
Trains.
Oh, train. Let me see. Are there any of them out? I guess we're going to have to get a real tree this year, aren't we? Is something like that.
136.
Hmm. Mars would like that. So would Pappy. Of what?
Dog food, cat litter, cat food, soft drinks, toys, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for? What do you want?
Do we need any meat?
I don't know.
Fruit or frozen? Something sure smells good here. Bakery items.
Really big, they're not individual wrapped.
were those fruit pies individually wrapped? Better than others? I'll be done. They came a long way. Okay. Some game.
You want them?
Yeah. I got a ham at home, right?
Seems like I'm dealing with it. Hot salad cheese. I'll have cheese. Big corn dogs. Battered mozzarella cheese sticks. Battered mushrooms. You have bagels. Bagel bites. Pizza.
And what about some corn dogs?
Bite-sized ones.
Okay. I guess we could try those. I think Mars would like them. a big box. Oh, yeah? They're any good. I'll try to rebrand. We do need coffee, though. Quit your cussing.
Christmas stuff now. Cards, wrapping paper.
Some of that.
Okay, what kind of coffee do you want?
Let's go with the Starbucks.
I don't see Starbucks. There's Yellowstone. Marquee Deep Coffee. I've never heard of it. That's a new brand.
I guess we could try it.
Organic medium roast.
Yeah.
I guess it's an organic.
You want to?
I'm trying to see what this one is. Oh, a French roasted bean. So what do you want?
I could go with either French or a medium roast, either
Doesn't
one.
Doesn't matter.
Let's do French. We haven't had that in a while. Good dark roast. 3 pounds. How much is it?
$11.77.
Okay. So the ceilings in this place are, what, 30 feet up there? Or? Yes. I wonder why, I mean, there's nothing up that high, is there? Probably not going to have tall anyway. 10:10, not too late for breakfast. Want to go do Cracker Barrel when we get through? Usually just the best sellers, but they're fairly cheap. Hottest computer and just seeing what price wise. They were happy. See if it'll make me sick for what we paid for the Sony. Sure it will. Thoroughly consider and research everything I do. So these aisles in this place are like 6 feet wide. And it doesn't really feel warehousey in here because it's a nice tile floor.
It's not tile floor, it's concrete floor.
Oh, it's buffed in or something.
Yeah, it's concrete.
Did I ever tell you that when Gary and I used to go here, I'd drag my cane like this and it would build up electricity in his arm?
It's a compact.
The Athlon
64 3700 plus for $9.99.
Wow,
64 3700
plus for $9.99. Okay. And an HP Intel PCMD 830, 21 inch flat
screen monitor for $29.49. Okay. Is that water on here, or is that the computer? Well, you hear of the computer is on, and there's screen savers like an aquarium. It looks just like an aquarium.
Okay.
And it's the water.
It sounds real.
Has the built-in speakers at the bottom. You can really tell they're there.
Of the monitor part? Yeah, I'll be darned. It's a good-sized monitor, too. Hmm. Okay.
Looks like you can reach out and touch those fists.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okie dokie. You need anything else?
I am, urgent. Somehow they all ended up in shoeboxes.
Never heard of an Everrex?
Me?
Simpron 2800, 17-inch monitor.
Even if that poor guy was still alive.
$399.
I'll be darned.
Damn, the coin traveled somewhere now. Unless it hits the ride on the back of an off one. I'm going to guess the jumping off one is a little bit closer than what I said.
Sure did. How much is it, just out of curiosity?
$39.50.
Okay.
It's a prorated amount. Annually, it is $65.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that in mind. Sam's card still, correct, Mundo? Stuff to the house.
Like shorts, like 32s and stuff like that. Little dresses for girls. Outfits for little boys. Baby stuff.
Yeah.
This for summer.
Yeah. The good smell on tires. Not bad. It's funny they put the tires at the entry. It looks like they should put the bakery here, but it really smells good.
Thank you.
What did he ask? I think I do.
Belong.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and head over to Cracker Barrel, eat some breakfast. So we'll tell you good folks goodbye. Wish you could join us for breakfast, but I don't think it would be very fulfilling. This has been Blind Cool Tech for October 21st. Anything else you need to say to our fine listeners, Liz and I? All right, well, if you'd like to contact us, our comment line is 206-984-9203. Email is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our web address is blindcooltech.com. Whoa, your transmission's slipping.
No, I didn't have my foot on the gas. Now.
Thank you all for joining us.